Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class, a short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week, only about 13, 14 minutes, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that's crucial for our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. We encourage you to help people in your life grow in their faith, stay strong in their faith, come close to God by sharing these short studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help somebody turn their life around, and that can be an eternal blessing for them, but also for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today and every day with everybody you can. We're going to get back into our new line of thought and study. We're talking about faith. Particularly, we're talking about your faith depends on you. Now think about that. Your faith depends on you. If you are struggling with weak faith, if you are struggling with just trying to be confident in your faith in God and in Christ, what's the problem? Really, what is the source of that difficulty, of that struggle? What's the source or what's the reason behind the weakness in your faith? Your faith depends on you. Again, faith in God is absolutely essential. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would come to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith in Jesus is absolutely fundamental. And Jesus said, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. John 8 and verse 24. Faith is absolutely essential when it comes to our salvation because Jesus said in Mark 16 and verse 16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. And we see also in John 3 and verse 18, but we actually looked at several verses in that third chapter of John, verse 15, 16, 18, 36. All of those, they all focus on how we must believe in Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, as the Son of God. And that belief depends upon us. It's our responsibility. It is fundamental to us. Now, as we said in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, we're not talking about faith being some kind of wild, unrealistic dream or wish. Some people who are disbelievers or skeptics, at least, they would say, well, you know, your faith is just a blind leap in the dark. You can't see God, you can't touch Him, you can't hear Him, you can't feel Him. You just have this blind faith. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. That's the Bible's definition of faith. It's not based on some wild, unrealistic dream or wish or thought. It is based upon substance and evidence. That's what real faith is based upon. But now, you are responsible for your faith. You must believe. When we look at Romans 3 and verse 28, I want us to look there. Romans 3 and verse 28. What does the Apostle Paul write in that particular text of Scripture? He says, Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from deeds of the law. And then you compare that to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, where, again, the Apostle Paul is writing God's very word, Scripture, and he says, we have been saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Faith is key to our being justified and saved in Christ. We go back to Mark 16 and verse 16 again. Remember, faith, and we in our opening segment of this particular study, we talked about how faith is supposed to lead to faithfulness. And faith all by itself is not going to get the job done when it comes to our eternal life in heaven. We've got to put our faith into action through obedience and commitment and dedication on a consistent basis. And so there again, Mark 16, 16, remember what Jesus said. Jesus said this, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. So there he puts the belief, the faith, he couples that with faithfulness, which is the obedience. And the two together lead to salvation. Now there are some people, they don't want to believe in baptism being necessary for salvation, even though that's exactly what Jesus said right there. So they'll jump on verse, you know, the next statement where it says, he who does not believe shall be condemned. And they'll say, see, it doesn't say he who is not baptized. Well, there is a principle of grammar that is called synecdoche. Now, that's a technical word, but it means a part stands for the whole. If you take away the first part, everything that follows automatically falls away as well. And so if a person does not believe, he is naturally not going to be obedient and be baptized. So you focus on what Jesus said. Look at the structure of the grammar there. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. There's no way of getting around that statement. So we have to put our faith into action through obedience and dedication and commitment on a consistent basis, and that's faithfulness. And you put the two together, that is saving faith. Saving faith. Now, I want us to look at some verses of Scripture that talk about how faith is important for us. In fact, it is absolutely vital for us to stand strong in our spiritual lives, in our relationship with God through Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24, we read this, "But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, the wisdom of God." Well, if we do not believe in Jesus, how can we possibly take part in what Jesus offers us? We need to understand. Going back to verse 23, we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Remember that the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1 and verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Now in that phrase, Jew and Greek, in the culture of that day, from the Jewish mindset, that meant everybody in the world. Because first and foremost, they looked at themselves as being Jewish. And as being Jewish, they believed they were believers in and followers of God. And then they looked at everybody else under certain terms of identification, Greek being one of those, Gentiles being another one of those. But they all meant the same thing, the Greek, the Gentile. Sometimes they would refer to everybody else as barbarians because most of those people living in that day who were not Jewish did not believe in God. They worshiped all kinds of different idols. And so when it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek, or to the Jew and the Greek, we're talking about from that mindset that was present in the writing down of the Scriptures, that meant everybody. Everybody. So we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. So we've got to know what we're supposed to believe, and then we're responsible for not just believing that, but to acting upon that belief and through that belief. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 24, we read this, "Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy. For by faith you stand." By faith you stand. Do you get the importance of faith there? We look at 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. "We walk by faith, not by sight." By faith, not by sight. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2 and verse 20, speaking of himself, "I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And then Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The just shall live by faith. Over and over again, we can read the importance of faith as to our relationship with God, as to our relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, as to our salvation and our hope of eternal life. Faith is the bottom line. It's the key as to our coming to God through Jesus for forgiveness, redemption, salvation, eternal life. Revelation 2 and verse 10 again. What did Jesus say? The end of that verse. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, that faithfulness, again, as we've been emphasizing, is me putting my faith, my belief in God, my belief in Jesus, into action through obedience. Obedience. Going back to Mark 16 and verse 16, just a classic example in Scripture, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now, the Hebrews writer was speaking of Jesus in Hebrews 5 and verses 8 and 9, when he said, though he, that is Jesus, were a son of God, yet he learned obedience through the things which he suffered, through his physical life upon this earth. He suffered, he experienced same kinds of situations that we experience as human beings. So we can look to him knowing that he knows what we go through and that he cares, because he's gone through similar himself during his physical life on this earth. So though he were a son, yet he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. The obedience part, the dedication part, that's our faith put into action, and that's faithfulness. Remember, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life, Jesus said. Now, I want us to look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Ephesians 6, verse 16. And this is one of the implements of the spiritual armor that God has prepared for us. He talks about the shield, he talks about the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit being the Word of God, and so on. And in verse 16, he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Our faith is key. Our faith is key to our standing strong in our dedication to God. Remember what Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. He says, the devil, beware, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Okay, how can we resist him? The next verse, he says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Steadfast in the faith. Our faith is key to our spiritual strength. Our faith is fundamental to our relationship to God through Jesus Christ. And your faith depends upon you. Is it strong or is it weak? Is it consistent or is it wishy-washy? Your faith depends on you. Let's pray. Father, help us to be strong in our faith. Help us to stay focused on maintaining strong, dedicated faith, faithfulness to you. We pray this, Father. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.